and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Mike
I'm not.
Yes, you and are. The Bulldog. No, I'm not. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Just had a thought that made me feel ancient. Do you remember ever hearing about how there was it was always like a trivia question? The 2 days of the year on the sports calendar where there were no sports were the days around the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, which would be tonight and Wednesday. I don't think they play on Thursday either anymore, but Home Run Derby tonight is arguably more popular than the All-Star Game. I think it probably is. The All-Star Game, what are the talking points? This year, there's this pitcher, Mizorowski, with the Brewers, who has barely pitched at all. But he's a hot item. He's young. And there's some debate about whether he should be in the All-Star Game because he hasn't exactly, well, had a career yet. But what? I mean, it's about appeal, selling tickets. I mean, that's not the exact thing here, but just, you know, making it as interesting as possible. So a guy that's sort of a good but not famous pitcher somewhere else is going to get squeezed so that this guy can pitch. I don't really care. That's fine. I understand what it is. So the All-Star Game, we had a tie once, but I am not somebody who remembers anything that's happened in a Major League Baseball All-Star Game in, like, probably literally decades. So what do I do with that? That's, by the old question, that's the sporting event, is tomorrow night. Tonight, Home Run Derby. I remember a lot of things. I don't even really like it. But, you know, I don't hate it either. It's not something I build my schedule around. But a lot of kind of interesting things have happened. And so you can't say that tonight doesn't have sports, but tomorrow does. And you've got this NBA Summer League that seems really great. And the NBA has made it work so that apart from their All-Star Game, which I think is still kind of cool, but they were talking about doing an international tournament like hockey did with four nations. The Summer League thing seems really interesting and people go to it. And we had the stat last week about how the cheapest ticket for the NBA Finals, a little bit of a cherry-picked thing because it was Oklahoma City and Indiana, which the average sports fan might not even know have teams. Oklahoma City, Indiana, the cheapest ticket to the first game of the Finals was going for less than, also cherry-picked, cheapest, versus tickets for Cooper Flagg and Bronny James in a game in the Summer League. I was at a hotel over the weekend, just walking by and the TVs are on. You know, I'm always a little bit interested in what is chosen. Sometimes it's going to be completely random. Sometimes people have put thought into it, like what's on in the hotel bar. And it was this game. What was it? The game? It was the Lakers against somebody. And people were watching it and talking about it. And so, I mean, good for the NBA to be able to accomplish that. LeBron was there. I saw today, this kind of also was amazing to me, that he's already played for the Lakers for 7 years. And that, like, no, it should have been like two. But that's what happens. That's my excuse, is that's what happens when you get older. I want to get to James Cook. I mean, as the chat will readily point out, we don't talk about him enough. So I do want to get to James Cook. Bulldog is not here today. Before I do, though, I just want to tell you this little story to get sort of loose here for the week. So I mentioned I was at a hotel. I was in Maryland with my son. He had lacrosse Saturday, Sunday in Maryland. And moms and dads maybe know this one. His team has had a good season. So previous tournaments we've been to, they actually won. So lacrosse, baseball, maybe this is a flaw of mine, but as it gets late and you're thinking about how many hours of a drive it is to get home and everything you need to do at home and then the next day where you go to work. These tournaments have been friendly for this. I mean, if they're going to play for a championship, you can't complain about, all right, well, we're stuck here or something like that. Like, that's why they're there. This one was a tournament where they ended up in the loser's bracket, and they got done. They lost their semifinal game yesterday at like 10:20. 7-hour drive, give or take. 10:20 in the morning, they were out. But we knew that they would have one more game. They would have to wait, though, for two other games to happen first. And then they would play a game. They're out of it. But then they would play a game after noon. And the parents are like, you can't console them. And I'm not helping either. I'm right with them. Like, we're going to be here for another three. It's 90-plus degrees, and there's no place to hide. We're going to be here for another 3 hours for a game that means nothing. And it turned out that his team, it's a Buffalo team, his team was going to play another Buffalo team in that game. And so the parents are all just like, one by one, they're coming over, you know, but it's jokingly how we really shouldn't have to do this. We should figure out a place either halfway home itself, some other date. There's really no reason for all of us to stand here in this heat for a second straight day in the loser's bracket to play a game from like our neighbors. Like, really, we could go, right? We could really go. So we're all just sort of trying to make the best of the parents. My idea was the parents should just leave. Just want to say it was not a serious idea. Like, the kids want to play, but the parents are thinking about like the night and the next day. Like, we should really get out of here. That was not a serious idea. But, you know, we're just kind of randomly throwing out possible locations for this game, Buffalo versus Buffalo, and we're here, you know, near Baltimore. And so I went to go get a glass of water or something, come back, and I saw the coaches were talking, and I'm like, you know, really what we should do is leave and play these people at home or something, like, or, you know, whether we play them at all. We really, the parents are talking about just taking off. And not that it's that funny, but the three of them, nobody's laughing. And I said, well, I'm sorry, guys. Like, I didn't really mean this as a serious idea. And the one guy was like, we are going to do that, actually. So they were thinking the same way. And I was like, excited. Like, all right, we're out of here. So I ended up saving a couple hours that way. And despite the fact that all dads and moms whose kids, like Bulldog, he's not here today, whose kids have grown up, and they're no longer taking these kinds of road trips anymore, tell me, as they would tell you, oh, you got to savor it. I'm trying to savor it, but I also was really hot and was not excited about a loser's bracket game in the Maryland heat with, you know, no shade or anything at you know, 3 hours, 2.5 to 3 hours after the tournament was really decided, for our purposes anyway. So here I am. Thanks for listening. I would like your opinion on this. So we have, you know, we have talked about James Cook a lot. Training camp is next week. Nothing has changed, right? There's been no, I mean, at all, for months. There's been no new contract. There was no mini camp holdout. There have been a couple of tweets. There have been things said. But we don't really have, we don't even have a Juwan Jennings with Cook. Juwan Jennings, wide receiver for the 49ers, who had a good or even very good season last year on what turned out to be a bad 49ers team, or a team, a bad season anyway. Brandon Ayuk went out with a knee injury for the year. McCaffrey was hurt. Like, they were going nowhere. And Jennings, who's a veteran, like, he wasn't a, you know, brand new or anything. He'd been there. Jennings emerged, and he's been interesting in fantasy. Like, he goes, just top of your head, who would you rather have in fantasy football for this year only, Juwan Jennings or Rome Odunze? Because they go, like, literally side by side in rankings and in these drafts. Like, Jennings, it tends to be the kind of guy I will want to avoid because he's older, but who knows with Odunze. It wasn't much of a rookie year. Anyway, the point is that Jennings rose to a point where he might be good. He might be interesting this year for the 49ers. And today, Adam Schefter reported that he wants a trade or a new deal. So we're right where we were with Ayuk, with Jennings now, pretty much, going back to last summer. And, you know, what's different between Jennings and Cook? Different position, of course, and team. But here's a guy that is trying to cash in on a bump of a season where he was needed more and he produced. And that's what Cook did. I mean, it wasn't like Cook wasn't needed before, but the year before we had Latavius Murray and Damian Harris to kick around, and they were gone. And there was no question at all last year that Cook was the Bills guy. So here we are. Like, we've talked about it a lot, and training camp is next week, and what's going to happen. When minicamp happened and he showed up, we discussed how, well, this doesn't mean that anything's really off the table for training camp. He could still hold out. He could show up and not practice. Bulldog has said, and finally, he's not here, so I can rail on this. Of course, I very well could be wrong, as often happens. But his prediction has been consistently on Cook that he'll just walk through the door and play the season if he doesn't get a new contract, that the Bills won't feel like they have to give him one, that they shouldn't give him one, and so they'll just dare him to not show up and lose the accrued year, right? I mean, what does he gain by that? He makes no money, fines, whatever, and he still won't get to free agency if he doesn't show up. So the Bills will call his bluff. If he's even bluffing, the Bills will call his bluff, and he'll walk in and, you know, no harm, no foul. And I just have not believed that the Bills would let it come to that. Because I think while they might also think Cook will capitulate, they wouldn't want to test it. Like, they wouldn't want to have to find out necessarily, so that there would be cap always going up, 18 total touchdowns, regular season only. They would come to some understanding, some agreement where, okay, we'll do better for you and you can come in and then nobody will lose any sleep. I was thinking this morning about what I would do if I were Cook. What would you do here if you were James Cook? Would you just be like, well, nice idea, $15 million, fun while it lasted, I like my team, chance to win, this is true actually, Cook is slated to make more money this year already than he's made his whole career combined. Like, he'll be at $5.5 million and he's something like $4.5 million so far. So that's pretty good, right? If you'd been on your job for 3 years and your contract, if you had a contract or whatever it was, you were going to make more this year than the 3 years combined before. Like, that would seem pretty good. So maybe that's what happens. Maybe he's just like, it was fun. I was just joking. Really? $15 million? I was just joking, and I'm ready to play and go Bills. What if he wasn't joking? What if he really did just come to minicamp because it would have cost him $40,000 a day to not for 2 or 3 days? The third day is Cone King. The first 2 days are, you know, you're in shorts and whatever. Like, imagine paying money, being fined for not going to that. It's not like he would have broken a sweat. So, okay, I'll come to this. That'll be fine. And, you know, he doesn't show up next week, or he plays hardball with them, which I kind of hope he does. I think that is what happens around the league, and I think that would be interesting. I don't hope for it because it would be difficult for the Bills. I just feel like, you know, you said what you said, and now you're just going to, like, give in? I don't know. That's not really... I'm not trying to predict it because I really couldn't. I mean, I can't predict what is going to happen here. What's the likeliest outcome? I've kind of thought the whole time the likeliest outcome was there would be a new deal. Hasn't happened yet, and it's next week, though. And a lot of times players say, once I get on the field, I'm not talking about it anymore. I think with Cook also, that he could have a huge season, I'll say again. I mean, last year, it wasn't like his yards per carry were better, or his touches. Everything wasn't really better except touchdowns, and that was crazy better. He went from 2 rushing touchdowns to 16. I mean, that's nuts. But otherwise, like efficiency stuff, he was the same, which is, there's a lesson in that, how fluky touchdowns can be. I mean, that's what often happens in the league. But, he's got his touchdowns and he's got his moment here. And is he going to take advantage of it? What would you do? Isn't that tough? I mean, the way I am, I probably shouldn't admit this. Not that anybody in my realm wouldn't know it. But I've always had a hard time rebuffing offers, like work is like, we'll give you this. And I'll be like, okay, I'm just not as confident in myself as probably people would advise me to be. So I've been very easy, I would say anyway, somebody could barge through the door. They have the keys and tell everybody different. There is an open seat here today if they wanted to do that. But I think I've been very easy to work with. And so that's me. I would have a tough time, especially when the spotlight is on you and your team needs you. That's true in any workplace. Your team needs everybody. But that would have been staying away if I were Cook would have been really hard for me. But we're also talking about millions, and that's interesting too to think about. I'm in the middle of these, I finished one, but I've mentioned how I've been listening to 2 famous baseball books, one being Ball 4 by Jim Boughton from the late 60s or early 70s. One is The Bronx Zoo, Sparky Lyle. And they're very similar. Both are these pitchers from days when ball players made modest income, talking about wanting to get, Boughton is talking about trying to get $2,000 more out of his owner and why he thinks it's worth it. The point is only that it's like not a lot of money. So the principle is the principle, but the difference between $30,000 a year in those days and where Cook is at, trying to turn $5.4 million into $15 even, I mean, that's massive. You can look at that different ways as $15 million a year set for life, et cetera. But also, isn't maybe it already enough to be set for life? So you could look at it that way. Anyway, not to make it too complicated, this is really Cook's opportunity to score. And how willing is he to do that? How, dug in is Cook? We really don't know yet. It's interesting that we're mid-July and camp is next week and we don't have that answer yet. He went to mini camp, but that didn't end it. If he had held out, that wouldn't have ended it either. We really don't know. What kind of person are you? Would you be the kind of person, this might matter to you, this matters to fans, how the Bills are great and Cook is important enough for anybody to think, dude, you got to get in here. This, we're not messing around. We're not the Carolina Panthers. I mean, you got to get in here. And fans also, this is something that also could matter to Cook. Fans, you lose fans when you hold out. Not everyone. It might make sense, but the fans turn on you, at least for a time. If you have a contract and you don't, quote, honor it, I don't know if I needed quotes there. If you don't honor it by coming to work, you lose a lot of people. And does that have to matter to him? Does that even have to be so bad? If he presses the Bills, if he calls their bluff and a month goes by and then he signs for a good contract, it'll be considered a win for him. And then, I don't know, do the fans boo him? I mean, what do the fans care about the Bills money, you know? I mean, you could think, like, whatever the dollar amount is too much for a running back, that kind of thing, but it's not our money, it's theirs. So all really the fans care about is the guy being on the field. What would you do if you were James Cook? 803-0550 is the number. Here's Billy on WGR. Hi, Billy.
Hey, how you doing there, Mike?
Good, yeah, listen, thanks.
I agree with you 100%. Like, you know, this just turns me off when guys do this. And the NBA is more like it. You know, these star players in the NBA just wanting to go from team to team to team because it didn't work out where they are. I mean, I just don't like this. I think it's just a sour taste in everybody's mouth. And what you said, Mike, about, you know, and I'm like you. I'm the worst negotiator there is. If somebody puts something in front of me and it looks half decent, of course, I'm just going to take it. Could I have made more? Probably. But the thing is, I think what happens is a lot of these guys have agents that are telling them, you know, me and you, we don't have agents, or at least I never had. And these guys have agents, you can make more, just sit out, just do that. Half the time, the agents is the problem in my books. But if I'm that young man, just go in there and play. Put up big, big numbers, and hopefully you get rewarded with a good contract. But like I say, back in the day when guys did this, it didn't even go well in the clubhouse. So, I mean, just show up, do your stuff, and behind the scenes, maybe you can work something out and get a little bit more, and I hope for them that way. But I just don't like it. I just don't like the sitting out part. I don't like it at all.
Okay, thanks. I think you're a lot of people. I'm not really one of them. I like I said, and you referenced it, in real life, I think I've been sort of a softy when it comes to, like, my stuff. But I don't know. I don't even know that in the clubhouse is really right. In the clubhouse, I mean, that's a lot of guys. And I think they're all rooting for each other to get their money as much as they're maybe rooting for their team. You know, I think there's that. So I doubt that Cook would be resented by his teammates if he pushed on this. And, you know, is what it is. I mean, Brandon Ayuk last year, that was long. I mean, that was a drawn out thing with him in San Francisco. There was talk of a trade and, you know, how good is this player, everything else. He got a 4-year, $120 million contract with $76 million guaranteed. I doubt he regrets it. I and then he got hurt, but which is one big reason why you even bother with this effort. I mean, he won. I think he won. So, again, a wide receiver, again, a 49er. What happens if Cook, this is the game. What happens if Cook stays away? Are the Bills just going to say, forget about it? We don't care? I doubt it. And, you know, that's what the whole thing is about. The players' guesses as to what the team would do and vice versa. What would you do if you were James Cook? Would you be here next week? Hey, no biggie. I was just messing around. I'll play for my 5.4. What do you mean? You know, questions like Diggs got about things that had been said or, you know, mentioned. And he'd be like, what are you talking about? I've always wanted to be here. I love it. They love Jimbo and Jimbo loves them. I don't know. That'd be tough. In a way, that would be tough. Why did you even bring it up then if you were just going to, again, capitulate from day one? What would you do? 803-0550. Thanks for being with me today. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog is off. Warren Sharp joins me at 4 Eastern. This is WGR.
Everything is business, so ain't no hard feelings. I don't ever have beef with nobody. Like I said, everything gonna work how it's supposed to work.
James Cook back in minicamp. I was thinking that for all the time we've spent on him, and it all might be just, you know, talk that got us through the offseason. We'll see if anything controversial comes from this. Maybe it won't. I mean, nothing has happened yet, but we're not even the training camp yet. But for all the time spent, I had not thought about it all today and until today, like what I would do if I were James Cook. Like, and that really is it's a pretty personal choice. He's making more than ever. He's on a great team, if that means anything here. And if he has another big year, maybe he can expect to get paid in free agency or by the Bills, franchise tag, whatever it is. Maybe he just sort of trusts it all. A lot of guys don't, and I think those guys are right to not. An injury, and it's over. Running backs, I think, I'll look for your calls again here in a moment, 803-0550. I think if Cook has the same season and the Bills tell him good luck in free agency, I don't know how well he even does then because he's not an every down player. So teams don't bet on touchdowns. The good ones don't. The good ones know not to. So anyway, it really could go either way here. I mean, it has been a lot of talking by us and fans about Cook. But what would you actually do if you were this player? 803-0550 is the number. Here's Michael next. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I wanted to say that since day one, James Cook's been not really on my radar. Like, that first fumble, like, really killed me. But look, he's an awesome player, and I feel like if he held out this season, he'd kind of screw himself over. You got Ty Johnson and Ray Davis right there, ready to, like, compete for his spot. Like, I totally understand he deserves his money. But for right now in the league, like, he needs to just stay the course, finish the year, and then he'll get his money.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I think he's going to get a lot of money maybe next year. The problem is it's super competitive. Like, you just had Aston Genty come in the league. Like, that dude's going to be shining star. Like, is he going to be comparable to that guy, like Cook? I don't know.
No, he definitely won't. He almost definitely won't. So that's the right point. I think that's the right point. And not to mention Omarion Hampton or RJ Harvey or Trevion Henderson, or I'll even mention Judkins, although he's in trouble now. So I don't know. 32 teams, and only one of them, and maybe that's the Bills, has to think you're worth it for you to win on that bet. But would that necessarily happen? I think this now about the Bills and the situation, but just to say going into next year, if he has a comparable season, that's 3,000-yard years in a row on a team that wins all the time. Who wants him to walk away at that point? You know, like, couldn't there be... That's what I think is going to happen now. And I'm a little surprised it hasn't happened already, where the Bills are like, okay, well, you've been great, and we're eyes on the prize. Here's your contract. It's not $15 million a year. It's 10 or 11. And he's like, okay, that's awesome. I'm in. But for some reason, that hasn't happened yet. And the Bills are not really the type to play super hardball, you know, like they've just not been that team. That's, you know, again, a matter of interpretation, how you think or I think they would look at his value. Because I know they've drafted running backs to replace their current running backs over and over, ending with Cook. They didn't do that this year, though. Thanks for the call, Michael. Frank is next. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, Mike. Happy Monday.
Thanks. Welcome.
I'm just saying, I kind of agree with Cook. I see all these players. I'm always for the players getting paid because I see several players just undervalued in there. Like, I know we look at it as a good thing, but it's like, what if your job would tell you, is like, hey, you want to take a lower salary so we could bring on some more guys? I mean, I just don't see it. And plus, players getting angry with, fans getting angry with players wanting more money. I mean, like, that's not really our thing to say, you know? It's like when a player chooses to switch his jersey and then players get all up and up, or fans, get all up in an uproar because, like, oh, they just want money. I mean, at the end of the day, he may not be worth $15 million, but I do believe he does deserve to get paid because I think this season we're going to see an explosive James Cook, and so, it's going to be better than last year.
So would you hold out?
I'm thinking I wouldn't hold out necessarily, but I do think that it should be, like, a compromise from them because I don't think that – honestly, I don't think I truly don't believe he's worth $15 million just yet, but I do mm-hmm. think we're going to see something this year. That's
okay.
I had to say, though.
Thank you. See, we're almost to the point where it's not about necessarily. I don't think I would necessarily do it. You got a week. You have a week to decide, or whatever, 9 days to decide what you're actually going to do. And that's, I think, really hard. If he wants the contract he's hinted at, how does he not hold out? How does he get it? How does he get it if he walks through that door next week without a new deal? He could show up knowing that there will be a contract or expecting that. He could show up and have that happen. But we won't know that. This whole time, would love to know what the Bills' actual position is on this. We just know that there isn't a deal. What is their position? I mean, they could be, I don't know this answer. They could be $10 million a year for 3 years, and he could be like, nope. Or they could be, we don't need to talk to you at all. I mean, I doubt it would be like mean or anything, but the Bills really don't have to think that they need to negotiate with him because he's under contract for this season already. So they might, if you will, be willing to take his calls or not. I don't know. I don't know what it is. The fact that at every turn, Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, and for that matter, Josh Allen, all say how much they love Jimbo, well, that's worthless. Of course they're going to not say different. That's just, you know, some attempt to appease us, I guess, but we're smarter than that. We know not to care about that. Imagine if they said the opposite. That's the game you have to play with these kind of comments, rendering most of them useless. Oh, we don't like this player at all. I mean, they would never say that. I just don't know what their position is. It really is a pretty wide range, too. They might think he's worth a lot to them, but not as much as he wants, and this is the process. Or they might think that, we don't care. With running backs, we're just not gonna bother. Go ahead and hold out. Can you imagine if that was really how they felt? Is that believable? Might that be believable, that they just will not? I think it's mostly not, because, I mean, how Cook sounds in that clip, and how that's back, you know, a month ago or whenever that was. I mean, he didn't sound like the Bills are just not listening to him. He showed up and he said, I feel like it's going to get done, you know? So it's probably not that they're just like, we are not going to negotiate with you. That's just not how they are. But what is their position? Brad is next. Hi, Brad.
Hey, I don't know what the Bills' position is, but based on what they're doing now, I think they're not going to pay him. They have paid their players they want to play, and they keep them. But I also would understand James Cook holding out, because this is his last opportunity to have a big payday, and I don't know, it's hard for me to understand it as a guy who has to work 30 years to make what he's going to make this year on his contract. You know, but I don't know. If it were me, I would play and play for what I agreed to, you know, 4 years ago, and that's that.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. And I don't say this, you know, I say this as somebody that I think of it as fair to say, like I've generally experienced the same thing in life. You know, everybody does different, but I am somebody that usually takes the deal. And the money we're talking about with Bills players and Sabres players is so much more that it makes it almost hard to like reasonably talk about what his decision is a difference between like $5 million a year or $20 to $30 million guaranteed. I mean, what would $1 million guaranteed sound like to most of us? It would sound amazing. So does that change the equation in a way that should be remembered? when talking about this? Maybe it does, but what do we do about it? We want to talk about it. So what do we do about it? I don't know. It's really interesting. Some of these topics that we squat on during the offseason are not always like so important or interesting, have the potential to be interesting. This one does, has been that, unless Cook has just the whole time been kidding. worth a shot. What do I have to lose? It's not like they're going to take my contract away. And I can't imagine it would be like that. So we will see. Warren Sharp coming up at 4. The Home Run Derby is tonight. I out of habit, went to my fantasy baseball today and got out my app, figured out, who I should start this week. And then it went like all kinds of these weird choices, and the projections were all zeros. Oh, yeah, that's right. All-star game week. So no games until later in the week. Home Run Derby is cool. A lot of you will watch that, I know. Lines are open for your calls. Warren Sharp at 4. This is Mike Shope on WGR.